Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, November the 21st, 2025. 11-21, 25. 1 week, less than a week now until Thanksgiving. 1 week till the busiest shopping day of the year, although I'm not still sure that's the case. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan tonight. Well, Matt, 6 days till Turkey Day, 7 days till the busiest shopping day of the year and the official start of the holiday season. Next Friday when we come here, there'll be trees up, Christmas lights, people will be shopping, it'll be a real hullabaloo.
I say we leave the tree up year-round.
Well, we don't.
Well, I say
we have other decorations to put up.
We could just like cram it in the corner somewhere.
I think we're going to reduce things by 10% this upcoming year. We're gonna join with the city and start reducing things by 10%. If you don't know what's going on, the city's in a little bit of trouble. Why don't you tell people, catch them up, as to what has gone on? Don't talk about the new stuff today, because we like to take these crises as they come. But catch them up as to what happened on Monday night at the city council meeting, and then we'll bring them up to today.
You know, I should really start keeping notes on the at the city council meeting.
Diary.
Yeah, that'd be good. Keep me a journal.
No, you could do a diary.
A diary?
Yeah.
No.
Is that a girl thing?
I guess. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Anyways, I think diary is just secret, but that's it. But sorry, I had to think. So at the city council, committee meetings, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Sorry. Committee meetings on Monday. There was some. There was discussion about whether. Well, I think this is towards the end, but there was discussion about whether or not we should have or spend $5,000 for an IT audit, I guess. So there was that. Sorry, I'm not good at the recall thing.
I don't know where
this
you
why,
are.
This is why I should keep notes.
Holy mackerel. I wish you'd have shown up to rehearsal. This would be far
me
better.
Too, yeah.
I didn't mean to spring like a trick question on you here.
You see, I was pretty good and well dead at the city committee meetings on Monday.
The mayor presented a budget.
He did, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Of nearly $20 million.
Yes, there we go. Yeah.
Then we found out.
The start of the meeting.
There you go. We found out. You got the train on the tracks now?
So, the budget presented was nearly $20 million, and then we found out that the projected revenue was only, you know, like, I don't know, 14 point something or another. So, we're looking at that deficit spending there of about roughly $5 to $6 million.
And mayors do that. That's not nothing new. But we found out that our rainy day fund, as of that day, had been divested down to somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 million, and we're not even sure if there's $5 million in there. The auditor of the state, I guess, has been called. We don't know what's going on there yet, and we found out the fire station's on hold. Even though the levy passed in 2022, we found out a sewer project on Prospect Street, multi-million-dollar project, is on hold. We found out that there are fewer firefighters on the street now than there were at the beginning of the year. Fewer police officers on the street than there were at the beginning of the year. Nobody knew anything about any of this. And we learned today from Jason Schauber, Third Ward City Councilman, that the checks did not come out today. Now, this was not a financial issue for city employees. What happened today was Deputy Auditor Martin Watts did not wire the money to the bank, so the checks would go out today. We think that has been remedied at this point. We don't know for sure, but we think it's been remedied. And the mayor sent out a email today to city council saying he's met with all department heads in City Hall and told them to reduce their budget by 10%, and this will likely be the end of the Night Moves bus. This will likely be possibly the end of some things to do with the Tallgrass Trail, and the economic development position is no more. Not going to happen.
At least for 2026.
Yeah, but and he the mayor referred to it in the email as an economic crisis.
I think that's probably right, yes.
So here we are. 10% is significant.
I guess it depends on how big the budget is.
How many police officers do you think that's going to take off the beat? How many firefighters do you think that's going to take off the beat? Is the senior center a department? Is transit a department? Is the sanitation crew a department?
I think those are all city departments.
Okay, how many employees are we losing here? I mean, what are they going to do? Cut back on paper clips?
Yeah, I mean, they can always cut back on supplies, make do with what they got.
Well, I'll tell you what, that Love Your City paperwork now might have to go back.
I mean, now's a good time to go to completely electronic filing. You don't need paper for that one.
Well, I mean, really, 10%. Now, 10% percentages are interesting, because if you're a low-budget department, that may not be significant to you. But if you're a high-budget department, that's going to be more. Police department, that's significant. Fire, that's significant. Sanitation, that's significant.
Well, I mean, it's
and in the senior
10%
center,
10%,
how do you... Yeah, but if your department only has about $100,000, 10% is only $10,000. If your department's $8 million, that's $800,000.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still a ratio. It's still your 1-to-1.
Yeah, but if you're a department that employs 60 people,
yeah,
and you're a department that employs 2 people,
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, bigger problems.
I understand what you're saying.
So the bigger the department, the bigger the cut.
Well, yeah.
Because I don't think any of these departments want to make a cut.
I'd understand that. I mean, I wouldn't want to make cuts.
And 10% is significant. Now, the question is the administration a department? Are they making a 10% cut? Is council a department? Are they going to, they're due for a raise. Are they going to give that back? The question is...
that's a good question, actually.
Well, the senior center, is that a department? The rec center? They just funded a whole bunch of stuff over there. Is that a department? I mean, what is what? I mean, this is all very kind of whimsical and quizzical, and I don't know.
I mean, he said that he met with all the department heads, so I mean, I guess anybody that in any department that has a head position.
I'll tell you what's significant about this is that have mayors went through difficult times in Marion? Yes. But it's usually been spurred by something statewide or national. Like when Kasich became governor and decided not to send tax money back to the cities or the counties and keep it for the state rainy day fund, that hurt, but that hurt every county and city. When we had the economic collapse of 2008, the mortgage crisis, that hurt everybody. So even though it was happening here, COVID hurt everybody. It was happening everywhere. This is a strictly Marion thing. This is a Marion problem. I think this is the first problem that has ever been brought on financially to the city that was brought on self-inflicted wound, I guess is what you would call it.
Well, I mean, they didn't know... I mean, they didn't know what the books really looked like, I guess.
Do you disagree with what I said?
No.
Okay, there you go. All we need.
Okay. I think what you said is correct. Yes.
I don't understand that excuse. By the way, they didn't know what the books were.
I mean, the books weren't balanced.
Guess what? Don't spend.
That would be my recommendation as well, was just don't spend money until you get that all sorted out.
I mean, I don't think you can come now and say, well, we were mistaken. You know, how many people have told you? How many stories? I'll send over about 2 years of audio recordings for them.
I remember them saying that there is not a money problem in the city. There's a cash flow plot. Oh, God. Jeez, a cash flow, I can't speak, cash flow problem, there you go.
There you go. So I don't know. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And see, this is the problem. Now, if for everybody who's cheered the mayor on, you know, God bless you. You know, that's nice. But this is what people were talking about. Nobody was trying to be critical of the mayor. There were just a lot of questions that were left unanswered. Nothing was making sense. And he didn't want to answer questions. I don't think he still wants to answer questions. So this is what happens.
Well, I think answering questions is always better than not answering questions. I mean, if you don't answer questions and you leave people to speculate, and speculation always, you know, leads.
Now, let's on the flip side, I'll give the mayor credit. I mean, I said you got a lead, and he's trying now, but this is going to be a tough road to go.
Well, I don't think, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's looking to be rough. I mean, we haven't even had the state come back and determine what's going to happen with that yet, so.
I mean, I think this is tremendously significant. 10% cuts to every department in the city, and that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you going to lose, service-wise?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I figure that they're going to end up... I couldn't tell you. I assume they're going to end up cutting back services
somehow. I would never want to be in politics. I'd never want to run for office. I'm not an accountant. I don't know
anything. They could always just create more money. Like, let me rephrase. Like,
you want them to go to prison?
No, I don't mean counterfeiting. Like... you have to pay to park, and I know I'm not a fan of paying to park, I can tell you that much, but I mean, you know, if the city's broke and paying to park is going to help bail the city out, then by all means, I guess.
Well, frankly, I think people would just not go downtown. If somebody wanted me to pay to park downtown, I just would never go there again.
Well, you could do something.
Because who goes downtown besides the city employees? You're just going to hit the same people every day.
I mean, there are people who live downtown.
Yeah, but I don't think they drive. I think they ride the transit.
Well, I mean, I know a couple people who live...
Well, if you live downtown, then you probably have a parking space.
I guess.
Who moves into a place without a parking space if you have a car?
You gotta pay extra for parking.
The city can't put parking meters on private property.
I understand that.
Can't put a parking meter in a parking lot.
Well, I mean, down in Columbus, if you like, if you park on the side of the street, you have to pay to park. Like, so I don't remember what exactly it is, but my sister had to pay $300 and something so she could park there year round.
There you go.
To Columbus.
Well, that's Columbus.
Well, we could be Columbus. I say no. We just start doing that.
No. people would just leave downtown.
Probably. Yeah.
So, again, phone lines are open if you want to weigh in on this, 740-383-9944. But this is a colossal mess up. It's just, this is as bad as it gets.
Well, I mean, we're not, like, destitute.
I don't know. Are we? What services are going to be lost here?
Well, I don't know that any services are going to be lost. I do. You think they're going to completely cut services?
No. But I think night moves will go away.
Well, yeah, but that's... So
that's a nighttime bus service. That'll be gone. I do believe that there's going to be some issues with the parks.
So they're cutting services, not departments, I guess.
Yeah.
Is the better way
to put it. The department's not going
to
go away.
Okay, well, I mean, I thought you meant they're going to cut, like,
entire departments. Less police officers are going to cause... That's going to be problems. Less firefighters, that's going to be problem. And less people to work on the parks and the fields and all of that. That's going to be a problem. Less people to... the senior center, I don't know. Is that a department? I don't know. Downtown? I don't... Can you honestly continue to fund downtown as a private entity? I don't know.
That's... I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works anyways, I guess, but...
I don't know how you keep a downtown Marion manager if you can't hire an economic development manager.
What does the downtown Marion Inc. do?
just like decorate downtown, or do they do any like economic development in downtown?
I don't know what they do. There were a lot of Christmas trees on the sidewalk last year. I assume they came up with that idea.
I see.
Are they still going to light the tree over here this year?
Do what?
Are they going to light the tree over here this year?
Is there going to be a tree this year?
I don't know, but I think they should unplug it at a certain time.
Save on the electricity.
They've got to be careful in this. There's things that are going to have to be done.
Fair enough.
Streets department? That's going to impact people. The sewer project over on Prospect Street? That's going to impact people. I mean, this is high impact.
Yeah, I understand that.
And in every department.
And we haven't even seen what's going to happen.
Sanitation.
We haven't even seen what's going to happen if the, when the state comes back yet.
And what happens when they come in? And they say, well, we don't like that. Maybe it's going to be
20%. Well, I think they're going to do that. I mean, didn't Jason Sharber say that we're at least on the second one, right?
Yeah, and that means you have to come up with a plan that they like.
Haven't they already come up with a plan?
I don't know. What's the plan?
Well, is that not
so? Kind of makes Tommy Reese not doing training kind of seem silly at this point, doesn't it?
They allocated money for him to do training. Can they unallocate that money?
Who even knows where it is?
Fair enough, I guess.
I never understood all this spending.
Well, I mean, you know, there was, I guess, things that they wanted to do.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
So, who gets the blame?
Well, I mean, I think...
You certainly got to blame council.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, I mean, I think it goes around. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, you got three departments, I guess, but and then all of them are, you know, checks and balances on each other.
Who was watching the money?
Well, it's supposed to be, in theory, council, the purse strings, the treasurer, the auditor, and then we made a whole other...
Yeah, but the treasurer and the auditor cannot make purchases. They cannot suggest purchases. They're not that. Now, you can say that their accounting is all off. That's okay, but...
But their job is to keep an eye on the books.
Yeah, but to my knowledge, nobody's embezzled any money.
Well, I didn't say that they did.
Right, so what they do, again, if the accounting's off, the accounting's off, but that doesn't mean that you are in this situation. There's nothing they did that would cause this situation.
Yeah.
So you can't blame them.
Well, I mean...
We blame them for a lot, but you can't blame them for this.
If the books were right, maybe they wouldn't have spent so much money because they would have seen all the money.
How much money do you think was coming in this town?
I don't know, but I mean I don't know if they knew how much they were spending. I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't.
Well,
but,
again,
I mean,
if I don't know what the revenues are,
I mean, I understand, yeah.
So, you know, it's an ugly situation, and I'm going to tell you, it's not going to make Marion look very good, plain and simple.
Probably not.
And as I've said, you can get elected all day long. It's the job you do that people remember. Ron Malone was elected mayor of Marion. He unseated a three-term mayor. And he's looked on as one of the worst mayors in Marion history. He got elected. Didn't do very well.
You'll have that.
So, you know, mistakes like this will come back and bite you.
Well, you know, I don't know. Elections have consequences, as they say, I guess.
Elections have consequences. And then you got to look at the Democrats again and say, geez, if you'd run some people, you might have won.
Probably.
And where are they today? Do they have anything to say about all this?
Have they made a statement or anything?
I don't know.
I don't look on the Facebook page. I don't get on Facebook.
In any event, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, weigh in. We'd love to hear from you. It's a dark day. We'll come out of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the state will make sure of that.
The state will make sure of it. The mayor's trying. Like I say, you got to give him credit. He's let his economic development position go. But this will be the first time in 40 years Marion hasn't had an economic development person, because they pretty well decimated Can-Do.
Why'd they do that?
Don't know.
I mean, they could have just let Can-Do do its own thing.
Too late.
They could have just not funded it.
This is what I've always said. I don't understand their spending. I still don't understand it.
Well, in hindsight, I guess it's pretty good that the charter didn't pass.
There was another thing.
We would have been, I don't know why I say we, I don't live in the city, I don't know, but they would have been on the hook for, you know, paying for, I don't know, lawyers and the distributing of the charter itself and things like that.
Well, you know, I guess people can continue to, I don't know, hope this gets better, I guess.
Well, I mean, what else can you do?
Well, that's about it at this point. I would pray to God that these people on Monday have some questions. The council. And don't... Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Got it. You know, they actually have something to say. And I still would like to know, who knew about all this stuff? You know, who's on the inside?
About, like, the fire department and all that?
Yep. Who knew?
Oh, I mean, I don't know for certain, but I mean, I could take a pretty good guess, I think. Of the people I know who were in conversations with those people based on what you hear in city council meetings.
Well, you know. It's just unfortunate that this dark cloud has come upon the city. And I don't think people realize people are going to pay attention to this.
You make it sound like a plague.
Well, it's not pleasant.
Well, I understand that, but I don't think it's like
see, when other cities are going
or something.
Huh?
So I understand that, but I don't think it's like the Great Depression or something.
No, I don't think it's the Great Depression, but I'm not sure. See, if the people who got you into it are still there, can they get you out of it?
I'm sure they could. I mean, it's not impossible. Why wouldn't they be able to?
Do you think they realize what they've done?
Well...
Or are they just saying, previous administration, previous administration?
Whether, I mean, I don't know whose fault it really is, but I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of blame to go around, but I don't think it really matters whose fault it is.
So if you go Monday,
work on fixing it.
Is anybody going to take any responsibility for it? I doubt you'll hear anybody...
Yeah, I was going to say, probably not.
Probably not. And that's the problem. Until you can admit that you've done something wrong, you will never fix it.
Well, I mean, I think that's the same logic as, like, you know... I mean, you know... Admitting you have a problem is the first step to solving it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I've been willing to say for a long time that I do think these people think what they're doing is right. But now I think they have to look at reality.
You cannot look
at 10% deductions to all city departments and say, oh, yeah, we've been doing the right thing.
Well, I mean, I don't mean probably not. I mean, I'm sure you could have dialed back on some spending.
But that's the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we had fun yesterday with the, well, I went to the tailgate party. at Primrose, Buckeye guy. Had a good time with him.
Sad I missed it.
He's always high energy.
He is, yes.
He's always just...
bouncing off walls.
he's just loud, and he's right there, and it's always a good time with him, but he's got a lot of energy.
Yes, he does.
And yesterday, Mary Ellen Withrow, honored by Harding High School.
I think that went well. A lot of people.
Oh, a lot of fun. Community room, named in her honor.
Yes.
Something bad was going on at that school board meeting,
there
though.
There was, and there was all kinds of people there.
There was definitely a problem at the old school board meeting last night.
Well, they were also giving kids awards. I don't know how many awards they were giving away, but there were a lot of kids there.
I don't, have you heard of this? I saw this today. I thought this was an interesting story. That there's a new AI app that lets you speak to the dead.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
AI app to let you talk.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Oh, yes.
What's it called?
Well, I forget what it's called, but there's a commercial for it. And
there's a commercial.
There is. There's okay. a commercial where this woman is pregnant, and she's got her phone, and she's talking to her dead grandmother who's on the phone, and the dead grandmother is saying something about the baby.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, it's true.
I mean, I'm not saying that the...
How does that... I don't even get how that works. How do you do that?
I'm not saying that the app doesn't exist. I'm just saying that I don't think that the app channels the dead.
I don't understand how... How do you even create that?
Create?
Like, do you have to have your grandmother's voice on tape? How do you create that?
Wait, you create your own?
No, this company, I'm sure, does it. But how do they do it?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Now, I guess they could get the look from a picture.
Well, yeah, but I don't know how you'd get the voice.
Right. How do you get the voice?
Hearing like a... I don't know. Maybe you take like their like voicemail message, slap it into an AI, give it a picture.
Can that work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could, if you took like a minute of somebody's voice and ran it through an AI, you could pretty good and well make them say whatever you wanted to.
You could take a minute of somebody's voice and make it... So I just have to record a minute and I never have to come in here again?
Well, I mean, AI is pretty rough right now. But like sometimes if you... there are even like scammers that will like call, but it's like it's just like a... When you answer, it just starts recording. And then like... You know, you'll say like hello, you know, or yes, or something like that, and they'll just take that, and then when they buy something in your name, they'll just take that like little clip of you saying yes or something, and then they'll just use that as verification.
I don't like it.
Oh no, it's not good. It's certainly not good.
Well, I don't like this app. Well, I don't like it.
I'm not a big fan of AI in general. I personally, we should destroy AI. Why do you want to create something that's better than
AI? But I
don't
think that's the point. No, I think AI is good for some things.
Oh,
but I don't like this.
It's gonna look. I don't know. Look, all I'm
speak
saying
to
is
the
they
dead?
They told people for so long to go to IT. IT and tech jobs are gonna be the future, and that you're not gonna be able to be replaced if you go into IT and tech. And now all of a sudden, look at that, 20 years, and like, give it 10 more years, and AI is gonna be able to out-program people easily.
We'll cross
and
that bridge.
The programmers are gonna be gone.
We'll cross that bridge.
They're gonna be able to edit videos.
I don't care.
Editors are gonna be
gone.
We'll
cross that bridge when we come to it. My point is, I don't like the idea of somebody who's dead in your phone. I don't like that. I don't like the idea. That to me, there's something, I don't know.
I'm sure I've got dead people contacts in my phone.
No. I'm talking to them.
Oh, well, you can't.
I think that's ghoulish.
Well, you're talking to a robot.
Yes, but it gives you like the false impression that they're still there, and that's not them.
That's not healthy.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like this. It's a thing now.
Well, I wouldn't recommend doing it.
Well,
like I said, it's not healthy.
I'm sure that people will like this.
I'm sure people will. People like things.
Oh.
But, again, not good for your psyche.
Well, it's not good at all. I don't know why anybody would like this.
Because now you got, what do they call them?
How do you capture somebody's personality, though? You know, see, that's the whole problem, too.
You don't.
Exactly. So how, I mean, hey, oh, there's grandma, you know, but it's not grandma. Grandma's dead.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find the commercial. The commercial, it's just awful. You know, I don't know.
Are you sure this is a real?
Oh yes, I'm sure this
is a real commercial for a real thing.
Oh yes.
Not an AI commercial.
No.
Made by an AI.
No. Hold on. Oh, you know that's where I saw it. Okay, hold on. I'll find it here. There you go. I think the commercial is in this clip. So where's the commercial? Here it is. Oh, this is horrible. Here it is. Here's the old AI commercial.
All right.
He's getting bigger. See?
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
Kicking like crazy.
He's listening. Put your hand on your tummy and hum to him. You used to love that.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't know about all
that. I don't like that. That's grandma on your phone.
It's not, but it's not real. You're not talking to grandma. Again, it's a computer.
But people are going to sell that.
I mean, you have to somehow, I mean, you're going to have to get voice clips. I mean, I don't know how else to tell you. I mean, you got to get a voice sample.
Boy, oh boy. This is a bad road to go down, I'm telling you.
Oh, AI is going to ruin the world.
But somebody, who thought that up? Now, see, that person's a sicko.
Oh, no, that person's a millionaire. That's what they are.
No, that's a bad idea. Playing on people's grief, that's horrible.
Oh, well, they made a lot of money. Well, I guess I don't know if the app's out yet, but they're going to make a lot of money.
It's like people who go and sit in the cemetery. I don't understand that. They're not there.
Well, they're there, I guess.
No, they're not.
But they're not, like, I mean, you can't talk to them.
But they do.
I mean, I don't know. It's like people pray to loved ones. Same concept, I guess.
I don't know. But I really hate cremation. Now, see, I know that won't go over because people like that. But I just can't with that. I don't understand that. I don't like it. Ugh, no.
You know, I don't really have all that big of an opinion on cremation or anything like that.
Well, I just noticed so many more people are getting cremated now. I'm not sure that I like that.
Why?
I think it's cheap.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess honestly, we should probably start mainly cremating people. I'd hate to be that guy, but like, you know, it takes a lot of space to bury people in the ground.
If I'm dead, I'm not concerned.
Well, you see, but you see. There's a lot of ground taken up by cemeteries, and I think that we could save.
Is there?
I mean, more people are gonna die. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, eventually, more and more ground will be owned. I mean, you can't like undo.
You eventually lapse out.
You can't dig up old bodies and then put new bodies there.
No, but there are cemeteries people don't visit anymore.
Yeah, what? You just destroy those ones, put a new cemetery there?
Well, they just fall over after time. Like the Quarry Street Cemetery.
But then
go look at that.
But
that's somebody's backyard now.
Yeah, but you can't do anything with it.
I don't care.
You can't build anything there because it's hollow ground or whatever they call it. I mean, it was a burial ground.
We could bring President Harding back.
What do you mean?
Like, he can be on the phone.
Well, I mean, he comes in here all the time, so.
Right, but now we don't even need that. You can just put him on the phone. Hello, President Harding. How are you?
Are there voice clips? Oh, yeah. Yeah, obviously there's voice clips.
Yeah, see?
I guess. You can do it.
Oh. Women better watch out.
Every single one of them. Interview all
women
of them.
Better watch out. Because, you know, President Harding had an eye for the women.
He certainly did.
He did. You know, I always wondered what kind of guy he was, if you would have met him.
You know, could you imagine being a Secret Service agent and your job is to help sneak around the president?
The child was conceived in a closet in the White House.
It's one heck of a job you got going on.
I mean, what kind of... The woman was young.
And so the Secret Service had to know, right? Like, they just had that...
Well, I'm sure they did.
Yeah, I mean, that's their job to keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully they didn't keep both eyes on it. Hopefully they were looking in the opposite direction or something. Why the closet?
Easy place to hide, I guess.
Maybe that's where that whole saying started. You're in the closet.
Maybe. I mean, it's got to start somewhere.
I just can't imagine. Ugh. Anyway. president of the United States, and you're sneaking around in closets.
Wrote it in a book. Oh, he didn't. I
no, guess he didn't write it. She did. She wrote the first tell-all book.
The first one?
Yeah. President's daughter.
She's a snitch.
Well, she was in the closet with him.
I understand.
Boy, come to find out.
But he could have, but I don't know, see, because, like, didn't that, like, ruin his reputation even more?
He was dead.
I understand that, but
he didn't realize he could be reincarnated now.
Oh, you got some tough questions to answer for now.
You know, I just, that whole tell-all book, though, tell-all books are interesting.
How do you know that somebody's telling the truth in a tell-all book?
Well, this one was DNA. Took a long time, but eventually got there. She was dead by that point. Nan Britton.
Yeah?
Yeah. What do you think? Would you like somebody dead?
No.
Back on the AI, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Terrible. What do you think? You want a dead person to be on your phone and you can chat with them?
What do you want to talk to dead people for?
But they're not dead then. I guess.
No, they're dead. Because you're not talking to that person. It's
well, but you don't think that.
It's not them. You're not talking to them.
I'm trying to think of who I... Is there somebody dead I would like to come back and have a conversation with?
Mike Wallace.
No, not a famous person. I'm talking about, like, somebody you knew.
Oh, maybe, I don't know.
Nobody I can think of.
Nobody's really died yet.
Oh, I've had some people die.
I mean, I've had people die, but I was young. I don't remember them really.
You know, the holidays are the highest rate of suicide.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, tough.
We're almost there.
Tough times to be alone, you know.
Well, I don't know about alone.
Well,
I don't think that's why they do it. I think people just get depressed. Holidays can be very depressed. Oh, they have to buy people gifts, and they've got to wrap things.
Oh, that's just a lot of work. I mean,
and everybody's on your rear end,
you see,
and pressure,
like,
and
yeah,
running
like
around,
anyway.
And colds, and
yeah, Christmas isn't everything. My holiday. Thanksgiving, I've said it before. I think we should just have two Thanksgivings.
Well, that's not the way it's going to be. So the point is that I don't think Thanksgiving is all that great for people. I think they find that a little bit of a strain.
I'm talking about, for me personally, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Good food. I like food.
Eh.
Like
I'm
food?
Not. Well, it's okay, but, you know, it's work.
Well, yeah, but
I just like to watch the parade.
I don't even watch the parade.
See, if I...
There's Thanksgiving football every year.
I don't care about that. But the parade. If there was just, you know, the parade and the day was done, I'd be okay.
Nothing ever good happens at the parade.
I do like that they start playing the Christmas stuff right after that.
Oh, terrible.
Yep. Starts right after that.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Tis the season.
You ever go Black Friday shopping and see people, like, fist fighting over stuff?
Well, I don't think they do that anymore. But, in the day of Black Friday, I worked some Black Fridays.
Now
I worked at Sears when I was in college.
I was too young for all the Black Friday shopping. They used to go every year, like, right after Thanksgiving. Like, the whole family would go. And, like, they would be gone till, like, 5 in the morning. Like, they would be shopping all night. Like 5 in the morning, they'd come back. Like, that's absurd. Like, they were shopping for like, easily, like... an 8-hour shift, pretty much.
Well, Black Friday, and for the longest time, was like 6 a.m. on Friday. That's what it was. But then somebody got the idea one year, and it was while I was in retail working at Sears. I think I was in college at the time. They got the idea that we're going to open on Thanksgiving. One store did that. So then all the other stores had to do that as well.
Ah, yes, competition.
And I'm telling you, at Sears, we opened up, I believe it was 8 o'clock Thanksgiving night. And we're just open from 8 p.m. until like 10 the next night. And we were, I went in there. I remember I was scheduled that night, Thanksgiving night. And I went in there that night, and I'm telling you, that was depressing. They came, you would come in, and they'd give you this big pep talk, and they'd give you a Sears Christmas hat. Like, that was going to cheer you up or something. and you would stand at your register and check people out. But it was weird. It was just weird. Thanksgiving night was not super busy.
Oh, well.
Now, in the morning, it got busy. Like, the Black Friday time.
Like I said, my mom, dad, aunt, you know, the whole family would go shopping for like 8 to 10 hours, like all night long they'd be shopping.
But that didn't happen for a long time. I forget what did that in. Well, I think people didn't want to work Thanksgiving.
Well,
and I think stores got a bad reputation for trying to force people to work.
Well, also, I think that, like, Amazon stolen a lot of business because, you know, like Cyber Monday or whatever exists now.
No, there became a thing where they were forcing people to work Thanksgiving, and people were really rebelling against that. And I think that's what did Thanksgiving in. That did not last a long time. Maybe 5 years.
Why don't they just pay people like a time and a half to work on Thanksgiving night?
Didn't want to do it. People did not want to do it. They did not like being away from their families. They did not like, because the store opened, but you had to have people in there stocking it and signing it and doing all that. So they worked. It was not pleasant.
McDonald's is open 24 hours, 365 days a year.
Yeah, but these were stores, and you had to have a lot of people to run the store.
More than a McDonald's, I guess.
I remember one year I went to Upper on Thanksgiving night. We were having Thanksgiving dinner, and somebody, I forget who it was, got the idea, hey, let's go shopping in Upper. Let's drive over there and see what's going on. And we were out late.
You drove all the way to Upper Sandusky?
Yeah, it's only like 20 minutes.
I must have my places mixed up.
And it was okay. I think I bought a phone. Oh, a vacuum cleaner. I remember buying a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Used to go through the sale papers on Thanksgiving Day for Black Friday.
I think I'm just going to ask for a whole bunch of books this year. And I got to read them. I have so many books I need to read.
You know, when I worked at Sears in the appliance and electronics department, I really did not know what I was talking about. And people would ask me questions, and you just had to make it up, really.
I think that's poor salesmanship.
Well, no, they bought it.
Yeah, but like,
you just had to say it. You had to sell it. You know? Can this refrigerator do this? Yeah. Yep.
But what if it couldn't?
Huh? I don't care. But
they're gonna take.
I just kept thinking. By the time
they'll take it home, realize you lied to them.
No, it never happened that way. Never happened that. Dishwashers were the big one. You know, does it do this? Well, yeah, of course it does. You just don't hesitate.
So you just lie to them. That's good to know.
Well, it was in the era of the front load washing machine coming in and the high-performance dishwashers and the Trio refrigerators and all that. Nobody knew what they were talking about. None of those salespeople. I'm telling you, none of us knew what we were talking about.
It's a fridge.
Yeah, but nobody knew.
It's a fridge.
Yeah, well, trust me, people have questions.
About what?
If you worked at Sears, there were three departments that ran off commission. Electronics, appliances, and lawn and garden. And they put all the kids in lawn and garden, and they called it the playpen. Because nobody would buy a dishwasher or a refrigerator or a washer and dryer off somebody who they thought was lying to them. So they would put the older or the people who talked well in those departments. But in lawn and garden, if you want to buy a rake, you know, you didn't need a whole lot of help with that.
It's a fridge!
No, how many cubic feet do you think this thing has? You know those signs were never right that we put on the things?
Read the sign, I don't care.
No, those signs were wrong.
If the sign's not right, I don't care, it's on the sign, I'm reading the sign.
Oh, please. You know how many things were missigned?
Well, I'm reading the sign, I don't care.
Yeah, it was wrong.
Well, I'm lying to people too.
I remember Sears. Our signs were yellow and red. Just a lot of yellow and red.
I thought Sears was blue.
No. Our shirts were blue.
And the logo is blue.
And we loved at Sears a good, like, because we merged with Kmart when Kmart went bankrupt. See, that's the kind of company Sears was. They were brain. They were real smart people. They saw a company going bankrupt, they said, "Let's merge with them." Well, that's the time when you want to merge.
Well, that's a good time to merge.
No, it's not, because
they scooped up a whole other business for cheap.
No. You merge, not buy.
Oh, I thought okay,
merge.
I see. Well, that's not a good time to merge.
We merged with them, and then not all, because we had our name, bro. We had like our Craftsman and our Electrolux and Kenmore and all that garbage, and then all of a sudden we got like Kathy Ireland, Nightside, like lingerie, and then we got Martha Stewart Everyday Cookware, and we got Sesame Street Toys, and we got Penske Tires, and I mean, who cares? These people didn't have these items. Somebody would, where's the Martha Stewart houseware? I say, Martha isn't using these pots and pans. They just have her face on them. Kathy Ireland is not over there. She's not wearing Jacqueline Smith t-shirts. No, Jacqueline Smith is not in the t-shirt department. Everything, they got on that kick at one point where everything had to have like a celebrity tied to it. It was
marketing.
Weird. Nobody, people, whoa, Jacqueline Smith, charge me $10 more for a shirt.
Yeah, that's how marketing works.
But those were, we had Kathy Ireland, Jacqueline Smith, Martha Stewart was the big one, Sesame Street Toys, Penske was down in the auto center.
How's Sears doing now?
Oh, closed.
Oh.
You saw how well that went.
I didn't realize they had completely gone out of business.
Sears invented the catalog.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, they were hip happening back in the day.
They knew it. They were the number one retailer in the 70s.
For understandable reasons, yes.
Yeah, and now, gone. I knew they were going downhill. I would watch people come in there. We didn't know what we were doing. They didn't know what they were doing. You know? Do you still have a catalog? No, we don't. No, we stopped sending those about 20 years ago. Glad you're a regular customer. We had everything there, though. Then they got on a kick where they just wanted to be they wanted to be like Walmart, but they didn't have the money to be Walmart.
Well, I think they were trying to save the business at that point.
No. Then they said, okay, we're going to put a hair salon in here. We're going to put a photo mat in here. We're going to put an eyeglass place in here. We're going to have... What? Like, you're going to be walking through Sears and, oh, you know what? Let's get a family portrait taken. Let me get my eyes tested while I'm in here waiting for my breaks to be. It was so dumb. Let me get my hair. But the haircut place was nice if you worked there because you got a discount and you could get it done, like, on a break. Just go over and have them cut your hair. We had this girl who worked in the photo department, though. She got a nickname. I'm not going to say what it was. She was not a pleasant person.
Okay.
And everybody in the store referred to her as the nickname.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
And then one of the guys in electronics started to date her.
Well, apparently that's not good news.
No, poor, it didn't. Not for him.
Yeah, poor fellow.
Not for him. But we all called her the nickname.
That's good.
Because she had an abhorrent attitude.
Well,
oh, you can also get your taxes done at Sears. That too. We had the tax department over there.
I think Sears was really just trying to not go out of business.
Oh, we had so much junk.
Who was the last CEO? They should have been kicked out way before Sears went out of business.
You know, one of my favorite Sears stories happened at the on the Black Friday. I'm going to tell this before we go to break here. Then we'll go to break. But you know what? No, I'm going to make you wait till the break's over. So you got to come back. And I'll tell you about the Sears holiday Black Friday story. Don't let me forget to tell this story. We'll be back right after this.
Let me keep my computers running just beautifully. So if you have any computer information you need, you want to keep your computers running right, and you want to get the latest news and information, listen to Adam